It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The federal government is expected to direct $19 million in new funding to support work to modernize the Columbia Energy Center coal plant in south central Wisconsin.
Madison-based Alliant Energy co-owns the plant with Madison Gas and Electric and Wisconsin Public Service. Alliant applied for the federal grant, and the company says it's moving forward for the next stage of negotiations.
The federal investment of up to $500 million will support 13 coal-fired power plants around the country and new coal export infrastructure. President Trump made the announcement late last week.
Today we're taking historic action to bring down the price of energy and the cost of living for all Americans with the power of clean, beautiful coal. If you look at China, if you look at so many of the successful countries, they're using coal.
We're checking in on what the funding will mean for Alliant's coal operations at the Columbia Energy Center. The company had previously announced plans to shut down the plant by the end of 2024, then 2026, and now 2029. Becky Vaught is president of Alliant Energy's Wisconsin Power and Light. Becky, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks, Kate. Nice to speak with you again.
Yes, you haven't officially received this grant funding yet, but how confident are you that you'll be able to move forward with the modernization effort you're applying for?
Well, you're right. We haven't been awarded the grant yet, but as we enter negotiations to secure the funding, we're hoping that we put forward a good application in order to help us support the needed investment. And, you know, I think it's important to make it clear that these projects, it's actually a number of different projects that we bundled together to take care of the ash handling system. Those projects have to be done regardless because, as you mentioned in the intro, we have made the statement that we intend to continue operations at Columbia through 2029. And the existing system was only meant to last through that original retirement date. So our prudent maintenance practice require us to make some upgrades in order to ensure reliability, safety, and efficiency. And being able to pull down some federal dollars will help us keep costs low for customers.
And as you pull down these federal dollars, what is the remaining cost? Where is the money coming from?
The remaining cost of the projects, and again, it's a series of, it's about five different projects. The remaining costs will be split among the co-owners, as is done with any projects that we have to do related to the operation and maintenance of that power plant.
So Alliant had plans, as you mentioned, to shut down the plant by 2024. It was pushed back to this year, now 2029. Why spend tens of millions of dollars to modernize a plant that you had long been planning to close?
So at the bottom line, Kate, it's about ensuring reliability and safety, especially for our operational employees that are at the plant. And we want to make sure that we continue to hit environmental efficiency requirements. We are constantly looking at our generation portfolio, and we are simultaneously trying to solve for reliability, affordability, efficiency of all of our units, and environmental performance. And like I said, this was a system that was meant to last through the original retirement date, and it's prudent utility practice to make these upgrades to ensure continued reliability. And when we look at our portfolio of projects, regardless of what it's related to, whether it's a wind repower or increasing efficiency at a coal-fired plant, what we do is we scan the projects that we have to do for maintenance and operation purposes, and then we look to see where there are dollars available, whether it's a grant, a loan, tax incentives, because we know that that will help to drive rate pressure down. And we have to continue to invest in our facilities because as we're seeing changing regulations and changing rules, we have to make sure that we are nimble and that we're constantly adapting to the regulations and rules around us.
Becky, Alliant is seeing this huge demand for energy driven by these large-scale data centers. Is coal power necessary, say, as opposed to cleaner renewable energy sources, in order to meet the utility needs of data center users in your service area?
So I would say at Alliant, our approach is we are very bullish on an all of the above approach. Just in 2024, 36% of our electricity came from renewable sources in WPL. We're in the top five of regulated owner operators of solar and wind in the country. And we do continue to operate two fossil fuel plants in Wisconsin. Those plants delivered $113 million worth of savings to our customers in 2026 alone. So I would say that as demand increases, whether that's data centers, onshoring, electrification, we are constantly looking at our system to make sure that our generation portfolio is solving for reliability, affordability, and efficiency.
Very quickly, what does this timeline look like for the modernization effort on this plant?
So again, it's split up into a few different projects. So we're just hoping to get through the DOE process to see if we are successful in getting those dollars, and then we would lay out the timeline based on the outcome of those negotiations.
Becky, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
Becky Vach, president of Alliant Energy's Wisconsin Power and Light. Now we turn our attention to some of the environmental concerns that come with coal burning in the state. Amy Berrio is communications director for Clean Wisconsin. It's a nonprofit environmental advocacy group. Amy, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What are your concerns about Alliant Energy undergoing this modernization effort for the coal plant in South Central Wisconsin?
Well, I think first we shouldn't even be having this conversation because Alliant pledged to retire this coal plant years ago, only to pull the rug out from under communities that are being harmed by the coal plant burning coal in their area. Unlike other states, Wisconsin has no statutes that require our power companies to meet their coal plant retirement dates. So the fact that there are any coal plants in Wisconsin for the Trump administration to prop up with taxpayer money is a huge failure in planning on the part of our state's power companies. You heard a lot in the last interview about reliability, but last week our region's grid operator, MISO, released its resources report and it expects to have capacity surpluses over the next 5 years, so excess power supplies. We're not in any kind of reliability emergency. So this talking point from Alliant Energy that, we need to keep burning this dangerous coal in Wisconsin communities because of reliability is just not true. What we're going to get is more mercury, arsenic, lead, and soot coming from this coal plant and all the coal plants that are burning in Wisconsin. So if you ever wonder why you can't eat all the big fish you want because of mercury, that's because of mercury coming from burning coal in coal plants.
Amy,
With the Trump, go ahead.
in President Trump's announcement, he again criticized wind energy as being expensive and not working well compared to coal. How well are you seeing renewable energy sources perform compared to fossil fuels like coal?
I want to stress, we hear about saving money and what's expensive and what's not expensive. Burning coal is the second most expensive way to produce energy in Wisconsin. The number one is nuclear, number two is coal. It is extremely expensive. Wind and solar are the cheapest ways to produce energy in Wisconsin and all across the country. So this notion that wind energy or solar energy is expensive, we can't afford it. What we can afford is to be putting a whole bunch of money into a dying, dangerous fuel source like coal. It's like saying, let's put some more lead in gasoline. Why do we stop that? Or, let's get DDT back on the market. This is something that we know is incredibly harmful. The EPA's own modeling shows that burning coal in Wisconsin, if we shut down, let's say, Wisconsin's coal plants, we would save more than $280 million in health costs every year, prevent about 20 premature deaths every year, and prevent thousands of lost school and work days. And that's just from reducing soot pollution and ozone-causing chemicals. It doesn't even count the neurotoxins like lead and mercury released from coal plants, which also contaminate our water and our fish. So, this idea that okay, coal's gonna save us money is ludicrous. It's going to be more expensive.
Amy, when you look around the state, Wisconsin only has a handful of coal-fired plants. Mm-hmm. Is the environmental impact that significant at this low volume, though?
It is really significant. I mean, Wisconsin still gets about a third of its energy, I believe, from burning coal in the state. And if you live around a coal plant, that's real toxin in your air and in your water. And the Trump administration is rolling back standards for mercury emissions from coal plants. It's rolling back standards for toxic leachate coming from buried coal ash. We should be trying to get rid of this stuff as quickly as possible instead of utilities like Alliant Energy saying, well, you know, we got to keep this coal plant online a little bit longer. It's really not a success in their ability to plan their own systems. In other states, like Minnesota, energy utilities are required to have a transparent planning process. If there's a retirement date, it is required that they meet it for a coal plant. Because we understand, much like lead and gasoline or DDT or any of these many other examples, we understand that burning coal is incredibly harmful. It's not only a top contributor to climate change, it releases that long list of toxic chemicals and heavy metals, both into our air and our water, and nobody in Wisconsin is asking for more of that, but that is what we're getting. And so, this notion that, oh, it's no big deal to keep this coal plant online, it is a big deal. It is a very big deal. And when you have an administration that is, you know, as it's saying, trying to, that more power is needed for the AI data center revolution, and you've got power companies like Alliant Energy making deals to bring AI data centers to Wisconsin, you've got to wonder what is in the best interest of the people who live here.
Amy,
utilities should be planning for them.
Amy, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Amy Berrio, Communications Director for Clean Wisconsin. Earlier, we heard from Alliant Energy's Wisconsin Power and Light President, Becky Vock. For disclosure, Alliant Energy is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio.